The Word of Prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I've come your way again with a true but old-fashioned message right out of the greatest book ever given and made available to the human family by Almighty God. That is your Holy Bible. And here's a profound truth. It is the inerrant and infallible Word of our great Creator God, and you and I can trust the Word of the Bible to be true in all its profound claims. Now, if you'll stay tuned in and pay attention to the remainder of this broadcast, you'll find that today's message is very informative, it's interesting and inspiring. And as Jesus Christ, his apostles, and God's holy prophets of old cried out to the people of their generation, so do I. May God give you ears to hear and a heart to understand. Well, I continue on a message today entitled, A Famine for Hearing the Word of God. And there is a famine in this land for hearing the Word of God. And I don't back off, and you folks know it. If you've heard this broadcast very many times, you know I don't back off from preaching what's in the Bible, whether it makes people mad or not. And I'd like to, well, it kind of amazes me why people despise me and reject this message that I preach and teach when it's right out of your Holy Bible, and you know it's the truth, just because other preachers are moral cowards and won't tell you these truths that are a matter of life and death, heaven or hell. Well, it leaves me in shock sometime and very much perplexed. And I ask you from Galatians 4:16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Well, I hope and pray that I won't. So may God give you ears to hear as I continue this message on a famine for hearing the word of the Lord. Beginning in Jeremiah, the second chapter, beginning in verse 30. In vain, God says, I've smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, see you the word of the Lord, God says to his people. Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore thou hast also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search. But upon all these, in the skirts of God's people, are found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. That, ladies and gentlemen, is abortion. It is not a new innovation. It has been here for centuries, and God has always judged the shedding of innocent blood in the act of abortion. Already ask a question here. Why trimmest thy way to seek love? God's people today, they're seeking love from the world when we're not supposed to court the love of the world. And he makes another profound statement. Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. They've forgotten me days without number. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the truth today. You go to the couple pages over in this great book of the prophet Jeremiah, if you begin with me in the fourth or the seventh verse, rather, he continues this great revelation and prophecy of this terrible apostasy and depravity that is rising in the church of old. He said, "How shall I pardon thee for this?" God says, "Thy children have forsaken me. They're sworn with them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in harlots' houses. They were as fed horses in the morning. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this?" Yeah, and America also. Isn't that profound? When I had fed them to the full, they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. In a whorehouse, in other words, is what it's talking about. And America is in the same condition that this church was in the days of the prophet Jeremiah. In verse 23, he said, "This people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They're revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God." In verse 26, he said, "Among my people are found wicked men. They lay in wait. They set snares. They set a trap. They catch souls." Lord, verse 28, "They're waxen fat. They shine. They overpass the deeds of the wicked." Preachers and our church culture do that today. They're just like it. Then he continues, "There's a wonderful and horrible thing committed in the land. The prophets, the preachers, prophesy falsely. And the priests," that's the pastors, "bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so." But the question is, what will you do in the end thereof? What are you going to do at the end of your life or the end of your experience on this planet for X a number of years? Well, ladies and gentlemen, when God feeds his people to the full, they then forget him and begin to live like the world. Well, we're living in a time when we look around and see the result of our sins are being visited upon the mothers and fathers and their children and all over this nation. We see the terrible epidemics that have arisen and are rising. We see the gathering storm of all the seeing the waves roaring, as Jesus prophesied in Luke, the 21st chapter, verse 25. Yes, he did. And he spoke also of famines and pestilences and earthquakes, and fearful signs shall there be from heaven before Jesus Christ returns. And we're living in that very generation of which Jesus himself prophesied. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the problem is sin. My God, First Chronicles, the 7th chapter, verses 13 and 14. God said, "If I close the heaven, there will be no rain. If I send a pestilence among my people or the locust to devour the land. If my people," see, God always deals when in these prophecies with his own people. God's people holds the key to the terrible, catastrophic fulfillment of prophecy that will occur here in this end time. We can modify it, and God's people, by repenting and turning themselves from their wicked and evil ways, they can even stop a lot of this mess. God have mercy on us, on the people of God. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways," that is, repent, "then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land." What a bargain counter offer there from Almighty God if his own people would just get off of their high horse. They'll get away from their pride, from their old foolishness and profaneness out here living it up in the worldly fashion, and humble their hearts and get down before God and repent and cleanse their ways with God. God said, "I'll hear them. I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal the whole land." My Lord have mercy. But America's become full, and it's become a fool's paradise. Jesus looked to the man that he'd healed. In John, the 5th chapter, verse 14, it said, "Afterward Jesus findeth the man he'd healed in the temple, and he said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." Well, all these things Jesus predicted would come in our end time generation, You can't think of many things that's any worse, because Jesus said the day would be like Noah's day. The earth was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence, and there was a great storm in his day, a great and mighty destructive storm. And a storm is coming again. It's going to be in just a little bit different manner, and it's going to be as destructive. And my God, why we just keep on going on in our sins, stuffing ourselves with the fodder of the flesh and just cramming ourselves with all this mess of sewage off of TV and videos and other ways and means of finding all these old pursuits of pleasure and the lust of the flesh. And the Lord told the man, I've healed you. Now you better go and sin no more. Next time something worse is coming upon you. Well, that's what's coming upon Americans. Americans, this nation's full of backslidden church members, lukewarm church members that need to repent and turn back to God. God has fed them to the full, and they've forgotten him. Oh, they're having their hootenannies and medicine shows and all of these carnival-like meetings you hear about and see on TV. But that's not the thing that God honors. God don't honor that kind of a mess. And the Lord has told us plainly in the words of Jeremiah, the great prophet, Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, if it obey not my voice, I'll repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Another great prophet, his name was Hosea. He wasn't as noted as some of these prophets were, but old brother Hosea was a very important prophet, and his message to our generation is vital. In the fourth chapter of his little book of prophecy in the Old Testament, he says, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. The Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. In any land he has a controversy, because there's no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn. Everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish. That word languish means to be dried out, with a beast of the field, with the fowls of heaven, and the fishes of the sea shall be all so taken away. Why? Because America has forgot God and rebelled against the word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, God's got our number. And I pray that you'll hear this truth and turn yourselves from your sins before it becomes your ruin. In Jesus' name, shall we pray? Father God, I pray that you'll grip every heart that's listening today to this broadcast, and may their hearts be turned to the truth and open their hearts, that they'll believe it and act upon it and turn from their wicked ways, so that you'll forgive their sins and heal this land. We ask in Jesus' name and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Ray Pringle. You've heard another message from the scriptures of your Holy Bible and from revelations of the Holy Ghost. I've taught you the truth. Well, the truth that you won't hear from most pulpits in church, on radio, religious TV programs. These messages on these daily broadcasts that you hear will be sent to you in print by your request without cost or obligation. But these teachings of true Bible doctrines and Bible prophecy on video or audio cassettes will be sent to you for an offering of support to help me stay on these radio stations. And ladies and gentlemen, we must warn God's people about their rebellion against the Word of God and the destructive consequences of their idolatrous lifestyle. If you'll write me, please, this week at Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, the zip 32207. Include your request for prayer. We'll pray for you faithfully and for your family also. Until the next broadcast, may God get you in the grip of this message with its power and persuasion, is our prayer for every one of you.